I now know that Delaware law does allow people in the houses to drink. I did not know that then, to be honest with you. I was there certainly as a parent. I was staying with my family, you know, miles away in Delaware as well. So as a parent, and that's how I was there, I was as a parent. I had been at this dinner down in Ocean City with, I think they were honoring Chief Judge Bell, and I came and I passed the house on the way back home, and I went in just to tell my son we were leaving early because we were leaving earlier than some of the other kids. So I was not aware that this was legal for the kids that were staying in the house to drink. My son was actually the DJ for the party, so when I came in, I knew exactly where he was, went up, talked to him, and left. And of course, he wasn't drinking. So I did not know the law. So to be honest with you, I did not know that the law allows that in Delaware. But also, the flip side is that my current understanding, I'm not the Attorney General of Delaware, and you'd have to ask General Biden, but my understanding is that the law would have allowed the kids that were staying there to drink in that house. Remember, this was a chaperone event, but would not have allowed other children to be drinking. If I see a law being broken, as any other parent would, you make the decision at that time. That wasn't sort of my focus at the time to determine. I wasn't there as sort of a police officer or anything else. I was there as a parent to talk to my child, to give him impart information about what time we were leaving. So I could have, and this is what I was talking about, I guess, in the newspaper a little bit. You know, could I have, and maybe should I have, gone around, instead of going in the house, going up the stairs, talking to my son and leaving, could I have, and perhaps should I have, gone around the house and looked, and or asked the chaperones what was there any drinking going on? You know, we all make those judgments. We make them at the time. You know, as I was in another state, so it's not sort of as a legal thing, but as a parent would be the issue.
Mr. Gensler, in that picture, you know, you're in the middle of this crowd. There are all these teenagers with red Dixie cups. I mean, to just about anyone, it would look like a teenage drinking party. How would you not have seen that that's what was going on
there? I actually saw the picture. There were some red cups around. I didn't see. I was actually looking at a text because I'm 50 years old and can't read, so I'm holding it out. But you know, should I have assumed there was drinking there? I'll take full. I wasn't there to. I wasn't the chaperone. I wasn't staying in the house. I wasn't looking. You know, my thought was about whether my child was there, make sure he got home. If I'd seen anybody else's children in danger, any girls that were, you know, drunk or anything like that, clear evidence to me that they had been drinking, maybe I would have done something different. And in hindsight now, you know, I should have probably assumed there was drinking and, you know, talked to the chaperones about what they thought was appropriate. But I wasn't there to make a decision whether it was drinking or not, and what, you know, and that wasn't really what I was there to do.
In this agreement that you apparently came, I guess the boys signed an agreement when they went into the house, the way the post had it, I mean the son had it, they were agreeing not to drink hard liquor, but it was okay to drink beer, is that?
That's not my understanding. I was not actually on the lease, and I wasn't one of the chaperones, so I don't know exactly what that said. I did have an opportunity. The Sun reporter actually showed me the thing, and it does. My understanding, and this is, you know, I wasn't the chaperone, and my understanding was that list was for the chaperones. That if any of the children did any of these things, they would immediately be sent home. My understanding is it did say that they weren't supposed to drink, I guess, hard liquor and controlled substances. You'd have to ask sort of, you know, the parents and all that. There were college kids. I think maybe I'd be guessing, but if I were to guess, my guess would be that if, you know, one of the boys was drinking a beer on the beach at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe some of the parents didn't feel like that was something to send them home for. Maybe they did. I don't know. I wasn't one of the chaperones at the event. Yeah. Well, I certainly think I'm a good influence on my team and what his decisions are. I do think, and that's what I said in my comments, I do think when you have kids that are in college or going to college, it's a tension for all parents, and we all face that. You know, how do you, how much do you let them go? How much do you sort of rein them in? My view is you try and, through their whole life, not just when they turn 19, but getting to that point to explain to them the dangers of alcohol, particularly driving with alcohol and drugs. And so if I had... What I'm saying in terms of your question, obviously I've done a lot in this area. I was the national chair for the attorneys general in terms of youth access to alcohol. I got Four Loko taken off the market. We got Spikes removed from the market. We got Bud Tilt removed from the market. We got a battery drink, Miller Coors. We removed the caffeinated alcoholic drinks from the market. I've done a lot of PSAs, and you know, I prosecuted Macarazzi who killed a girl in Georgetown on DuPont Circle. So this is an area that's very important to me. As a parent that night, did I set a good influence? I wasn't the leader of the party, for example. You know, I wasn't the chaperone. I didn't buy the beer or anything like that. I showed up, talked to my son, and left. As I said, you know, could I have done something differently if I had sort of been there with more of an eye toward, is there underage drinking going on here? Should I then talk to the chaperones about what should we do? You know, my understanding at Beach Week, there's police around a lot. They come by the houses. What I remember interesting about that night were two things. It was very, very, very hot, which I think in the picture you see some of the boys without shirts on, and that it was amazingly quiet outside of the house. As you walked up to the house, you know, I thought, is this, you know, there's a party going on, and then you walk in and it was very loud inside the house. So,
getting to my question, you're an attorney general. That state, an attorney general of a major state.
Yes.
Did you set a good example by going into a party, participating in the party? The picture shows you participating.
What's that mean, participating? I'm walking through. I did not take any pictures. I don't think I actually knew how to take pictures at that time. I just got an iPhone because I remember being worried about it. I'm sorry, while you're coming up.
Let me just show you what, is that your hand in a cell phone taking a picture?
No, that's my hand, but my guess is what I'm doing is reading a text. But I don't know how to take pictures. I mean, I do now, but I'm not sure I knew then. But
in front of two guys, their shirts off, with a girl twerking in between. Are you, in fact, setting a good example in this picture?
I am. What I'm doing, you want to take over?
No, I'm asking the question. Help yourself. You need to see the picture.
Help yourself. Now you're done? I see the picture. And so what I'm doing in that picture is walking through. My son was upstairs. He was the DJ. I walked in the party, walked through the dance floor, walked upstairs, talked to my son, walked downstairs, and left.
Was it a good example is what I asked.
I don't hypocritical in terms of what my role as a attorney general, somebody that's or as a parent. Hypocritical, be strong. I mean, again, should I have recognized that? Should I have decided? What I could have done was to investigate whether there was drinking going on, and then take an action on that. And for that, I probably should have done that, in hindsight, certainly. Though, you know, what I did do was go through there, talk to my son and leave, and make sure that, you know, obviously that he was fine. I wasn't really even worried about him being fine because I trust him and I know him. So I don't know if that's hypocritical or not. Do I understand that at Beach Week, where there's hundreds and hundreds of children that or teenagers, what have you, that some kids will drink and some won't, that happens. What my, you know, obviously my concern that night was to talk to my child and to go home. But if there was any problems, if I'd seen anything that I thought was, bad behavior or bad drinking, then I might have acted differently, and maybe I should have. It certainly sounds like, from what I understand now, there certainly was some drinking, I guess, going on. Because if you look at the picture, they're not right where I was, but there are some kids, one or two kids, holding red cups, and generally, you know, there could be Kool-Aid in the red cups, but there's probably beer in the red cups. That wasn't, you know, I didn't go over and stick my nose in and see, and maybe I should have, and, you know, and that's all I can tell you about that. Okay. I'm not arguing anything, but it's not a question. In fact, it's a fact, and the Baltimore Sun got this exactly right. I didn't stay in that house. I didn't check out of the house. But when the parents that were chaperoning checked out of the house on Friday morning, and this is clear as day, there's no issue there. The house was totally clean, totally clear, no damage whatsoever. There was apparently a glass frame of a photograph in the bathroom. It was covered by their security deposit. And the house was clean and checked out. Later on that night, there's actually vandals that came into the house apparently and caused an enormous amount of damage. These parents and the chaperones and the kids had no more responsibility what that happened to that house than if that house had been vandalized last night. And that is, there's no question about that, and there's nobody that's suggesting otherwise, including the police that are in Bethany or the real estate company or the parents. So there's no other side of that. Did I assume that because there were chaperones that no laws were being broken? I really wasn't. I was there as a parent to talk to my child and to leave. I really wasn't sort of assuming one thing or the other about laws. I didn't see, you know, clearly in front of me anybody in danger, anybody at risk, any, you know, drugs or anything like that. Could I have, if I'd been more observant, seen some red cups and then assumed there was beer in them? Yeah. And again, that was the mistake I made in terms of not investigating, I guess, whether or not other people were drinking beer at that party. And then, had I done that, I would have had to make the decision on what to do. And we all confront these things all the time in different contexts. Shay, do you want me to stop for a second or not? Yeah. Well, I don't know for a fact whether there was drinking going on, but I assume now. Well, I should have assumed then if that was something I was, you know, on my mind. I should have assumed then that there was drinking, and it's safer to say now, based on at least some of the reports that I've read in the paper. And of course, you don't want to always believe everything you read in the paper, certainly. But it seems like there probably was some drinking going on. I don't know by whom. And you know, again, that's, you know, thankfully, this party and all the other parties, you know, that were that week or any other week, no one was hurt. No, I haven't heard any reports of any bad behavior, anyone got hurt, anything like that. These are kids that were happy. They graduated from high school. Many of us have kids that graduated from high school. They're having a dance party. The music was entirely too loud for my taste, but that's what they do. And you know, I went in and talked to my son and left.